Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Black Holes by Stephen Hawking is a compact, reader-friendly exploration of one of the most fascinating predictions of modern physics, written for a general audience. It distills decades of scientific progress and Hawking's own pivotal contributions into a narrative that connects theory, observation, and big philosophical implications. The book introduces what black holes are, how they form, and why they are not merely cosmic vacuum cleaners but structured objects described by general relativity and studied through astrophysical evidence. Hawking also guides readers toward the central puzzle that made black holes famous beyond astronomy, the clash between gravity and quantum mechanics. With an emphasis on clear explanations over heavy mathematics, this Kindle single functions as a brisk tour through key ideas such as event horizons, radiation from black holes, and the information problem. It is ideal for curious readers who want a credible modern overview from a scientist who helped shape the field. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from stellar collapse to event horizons. A core topic is how black holes arise from gravity taken to its extreme. The book frames black holes as natural outcomes of general relativity, when massive stars exhaust their nuclear fuel and can no longer resist collapse. As the star contracts, it can pass a threshold where the escape velocity exceeds the speed of light, creating an event horizon, a boundary that separates what can affect outside observers from what cannot. The emphasis is on understanding the horizon as a physical and informational limit, not a solid surface. Hawking's approach helps readers grasp why the outside universe can still measure a black hole's mass and spin while remaining cut off from details of the interior. This topic also clarifies common misconceptions, such as the idea that black holes endlessly suck everything in. Instead, the formation story highlights accretion, tidal forces, and orbital dynamics, showing that black holes behave like other massive objects at a distance. By building intuition around horizons and collapse, the book sets up later discussions about thermodynamics and quantum effects at the edge of the hole. Secondly, observational clues and how we know black holes exist. Another major theme is the bridge between theoretical prediction and astrophysical evidence. The book explains that black holes are inferred through their gravitational influence on nearby matter and light, rather than seen directly in ordinary images. Readers are guided through the logic of using orbital motions of stars and gas, emissions from accretion disks, and high-energy radiation as signatures of extremely compact massive objects. In binary systems, for example, a visible star may orbit an unseen companion whose mass exceeds the limit for neutron stars, strongly suggesting a black hole. The discussion also points to supermassive black holes as engines that can power active galactic nuclei, where enormous energy output is best explained by matter falling deep into a gravitational well. By focusing on the reasoning process, the book teaches how science handles invisible objects we map, what they do to their environment, test competing explanations, and refine models as instruments improve. This topic helps readers appreciate black holes as empirical science, not just mathematical exotica, and prepares them to understand why horizons and radiation are discussed seriously rather than as speculative ideas. Thirdly, Hawking radiation and the idea that black holes evaporate. The book's most famous scientific idea is that black holes are not perfectly black. When quantum theory is considered near the event horizon, black holes can emit radiation, now widely known as Hawking radiation. The explanation emphasizes that the vacuum of space is not truly empty in quantum physics. It has fluctuations that can produce particle-like effects. Near a horizon, these quantum effects lead an outside observer to detect a faint thermal emission. The practical consequence is striking a black hole can slowly lose mass and, in principle, evaporate over immense timescales. This topic also introduces the notion of black hole temperature and links black holes to thermodynamics, turning them into objects with entropy and heat like more familiar physical systems. Hawking's treatment highlights why this was a revolutionary step. It connected gravity, quantum mechanics, and statistical physics in a single prediction. Even if the radiation is far too weak to observe for astrophysical black holes with today's methods, the conceptual impact reshaped how physicists think about horizons and quantum fields in curved spacetime. The idea of evaporation also opens the door to deeper questions about what happens to the information carried by matter that falls in. Fourthly, entropy, area, and the thermodynamics of horizons. A key topic is the surprising thermodynamic behavior of black holes. The book explains how black hole entropy is associated with the area of the event horizon, not the volume of the interior, and why this is such an unusual scaling compared to ordinary systems. This connection makes black holes central to discussions about fundamental limits on information storage and the microscopic meaning of entropy. Hawking presents the thermodynamic analogy as more than a metaphor. If black holes have temperature and entropy, they must obey laws resembling the laws of thermodynamics, including constraints on how horizons can evolve. This perspective changes the way readers interpret gravitational collapse and black hole mergers, where horizon area plays an important role. The discussion also hints at a profound idea that later influenced theoretical physics: the degrees of freedom of a region might be encoded on its boundary. Without diving into advanced formalism, the book conveys why the horizon behaves like a bookkeeping surface for physical information and disorder. This topic ties together earlier chapters on horizons and radiation, showing that black holes sit at the crossroads of multiple fields, and that their thermodynamic properties are clues pointing toward a deeper, more unified theory. Lastly, the information paradox and what it means for fundamental physics. The culminating topic is the black hole information problem, a conflict between quantum mechanics and the apparent loss of information behind an event horizon. In standard quantum theory, information about a physical system's state is preserved under time evolution. But if a black hole forms and later evaporates via thermal Hawking radiation, it seems the detailed information about what fell in could be erased from the universe, leaving only featureless radiation. The book outlines why this is not a minor technicality but a foundational issue. It challenges the consistency of quantum theory or demands a new understanding of horizons and gravity. Hawking's discussion highlights how the paradox forces physicists to scrutinize assumptions about locality, unitarity, and what an outside observer can in principle know. The topic also shows why black holes became a testing ground for quantum gravity, motivating ideas about holography, complementarity, and possible ways information could be preserved or recovered without violating known physics, even when presented in simplified form. The information paradox gives readers a sense of the frontier of theoretical science, where resolving a conceptual contradiction can lead to new principles about space-time itself. In conclusion, this book suits readers who are curious about cosmology and physics, but do not want a heavy textbook. It is also a strong choice for students, professionals in non-physics fields, and lifelong learners who want a credible overview of black holes from a scientist closely associated with the subject. The main benefit is conceptual. You learn how black holes fit into the structure of modern science, from the geometric view of gravity to quantum behavior near horizons, and why these objects force us to confront deep questions about information and reality. That perspective can sharpen critical thinking by showing how evidence, theory, and paradox interact to drive discovery. Compared with many popular science titles, this Kindle single is worth buying because it concentrates on the essential ideas with minimal detours, giving you a coherent arc from formation and observation to radiation and the information problem. It also carries the value of Hawking's distinctive ability to connect big questions to clear physical reasoning, making it a practical entry point before you move on to longer, more detailed books on relativity, quantum fields, or quantum gravity. If you would like to support Stephen Hawking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.